Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 12 of the Sales with Kales podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about the three type of salespeople out there and how each type manifests itself in the sales process. So, the three types of people are, of salespeople are, one is the pushy salesperson, two is the pushover, the salesperson who's a pushover, and the third one is a generally confident salesperson. These three types. Now we're gonna go into which type is obviously, and I'm sure it's obvious here, what's the most effective one, but we're gonna go into traits that each of these three types of salespeople have. And if you exhibit any of these traits, then you're going to want to shift over, and this is going to help you maybe develop the self-awareness of, oh, wow, I do this or I feel like this. This is not helping me and benefiting me when it comes to my sales conversations. So we're going to start off with being pushy. Everyone knows from a general sense what it is to be a pushy salesperson. Here are some traits that put you into that category. So you have a lack of care for your customer. This means that you don't really care about what they truly want. You're just kind of out there for yourself. It doesn't really matter to you what they want, and a result of that is you're just not listening enough. The next one is you carry an aggressive tone with you. When your prospect says something that you don't like, you get aggressive about it. You get confrontational. This doesn't work. You have a lack of empathy. And this is really important. You need to express empathy, but pushy salespeople, again, they don't care that much about their customer, so they just lack empathy. And if you lack empathy, which is one of the core value, it's a foundation of a successful salesperson, you're gonna lack success in sales. To put it in most simplest terms, pushy people just lack empathy. They don't really care about their prospects. The next one is you're persistently annoying. So when your prospect tells you something, like an objection, you're just too persistently annoying about trying to overcome it. You're saying the exact same thing and expecting a different answer from them. And that's just so annoying. There's different levels of being persistent, persuasive levels, and then there's just pushy and annoying ones. And this is obvious. The next one is you're just out for the commission. This is so easily sensed by your prospects. They'll catch wind of it. If you just look at them like a dollar sign, they're gonna feel that way. The next one is lack of social awareness. Now, this is not talked about too much in sales, but it's really important. A high level of social awareness, also called emotional intelligence, is really important for diversifying and modifying your conversation depending on who you're talking to. So some people have a very low tolerance to pushy salespeople. If they even sense that you're being a little bit pushy, they'll freak out. And if you don't have the social awareness to see that, then your sales will suffer. So you have to have social awareness when it comes. And this can be developed, of course. The next one is lacks understanding of goals and challenges. This just means you simply don't know what your prospect wants. You just don't understand what their goals are or what their challenge are. They tell you they want to make $5,000 or whatever. You just don't understand it enough. By the end of the sales conversation, you don't have the full level of clarity that you need to give them a recommendation. And that's oftentimes because you're just thinking about the sale and yourself. A lot of these tie into each other. So for example, like the lack of goals ties into lack of care, lack of empathy, lack just out for the commission. They tie into each other, and together, that's the type of salesperson you are if you're pushy. So all these together make a pushy salesperson. The last one, and this is probably the most important, is you're too emotionally reactive. specifically when it comes to hearing objections. And when your prospect tells you an objection, you react too emotionally, too negative. You're too quick to react. You don't think, you just go into fight or flight and you jump on it. When your prospect, let's say, here's an example. So when your prospect says they want to think about it, your heart starts beating, you get tense, you get red, you get angry, and you go, what do you want to think about? John, what's there to think about? What do you want to even think about? There's nothing to think about. This is great. You're just too reactive. You're too attached to that outcome and getting the sale that you're not able to have, again, that social awareness. You don't have that empathy. So you're just jumping and almost attacking your prospect when they give you a concern with doing business with you. These are all the traits of a pushy salesperson. You want to avoid having all of these traits. You don't want to have any of these traits when it comes to the sales process. The next one is too far on the other end of the spectrum is being a pushover. Now, before I jump into the traits, I want to explain to you how a lot of salespeople go from being pushy to a pushover. And I see it in sales very often where a salesperson is very pushy and they're not seeing a good result from being pushy. They're often finding their conversations are poor. People are getting angry at them. They're being told they're too pushy. Their feedback is just really negative. So they obviously, I mean, any rational person, they want to switch it up. They want to try a different method because they ultimately want to get more sales. So the problem here is that they go to being now a pushover where they're too passive and they're too submissive. So here are the traits of being a pushover, and you also don't want to exhibit any of these traits. These traits are also just as bad as being pushy. So pushover traits. You are desperately trying to be liked by your prospect. You do not want to exhibit this type of neediness, and you do this by putting yourself in an inferior position. When you meet someone or when you talk to them, you just have this subconscious thought that they are better than you because you're trying to win their business. You have to eliminate that thought. It doesn't put you in a respectable light. So you're not trying to be liked by your prospects to an overly liked. Like, you want to be liked by them, of course, but be liked in a way that's consistent with your own values. You don't want to just come off as being, you know, arrogant. The next one is you're afraid to ask the hard questions. You're so passive and you care so much about not upsetting your customer. And this ties into another one, is just not being willing to say the hard questions, ask the hard questions that might upset your prospect. So you're afraid to do that, so you just avoid them entirely. You're afraid of asking a simple question such as, why? Why do you even want to do that? What's holding you back here? What don't you like about this? And tell me why. Like, why not? These are hard questions that salespeople often avoid when they're too much of a pushover. The next one is you're afraid to overcome objections in a confident manner. So when someone gives you an objection, you lack too much confidence that you often don't say anything. The next one is you don't share conflict of opinion with your prospects. So you should have a consistent set of values that you're always in alignment with. And when your prospect says something that is in not alignment with your values, most pushy salespeople just agree with them and they almost sacrifice their... It's like throwing your values out the window, right? It's not respectable. No one respects someone who's not willing to speak to their values. So if your prospect says something, let's say about the business you're in, and they're telling you a wrong fact that you know is wrong, you want to explain that to them. You want to obviously explain it in a way with that utilizes being socially aware and understanding and not just being arrogant about it, but in a way that voices your own opinion. Because then if you're being arrogant about it, you're being pushy. But if you're not voicing it at all and you're just agreeing with them, you're being a pushover. A really good example of this is you're going to come across, and you probably have, with prospects who just think they know better than you. They are just certain that here is what I have to do to get where I want to. I just haven't done it. And they're just 100% certain of it. For example, it's someone looking to, and I've seen it so many times, someone looking to like lose 70 pounds. If they're really overweight and they tell you all I have to do, like, I know what I have to do for 5 years. I know what I have to do. Just walk. If I walk, I'll lose a bunch of weight. And that's all they think they have to do. And if losing weight is their priority and they tell you, listen, nothing else is going to work for me, it's just walking, when in reality, you know the best way is, let's say, working with weights and practicing on diet, focusing on nutrition is going to yield the best results. A pushy person, a pushover will not say that. They'll just agree, yeah, that is all you have to do. And what happens then is you're sacrificing what you believe to be your own opinions, and you're not providing any insightful value to them. And this is because you're simply scared that you're going to get on their bad side or anger them, or you just don't want to be in conflict with them, when in reality, what you're thinking is this is going to get them to like you more. It just, what it does is it just makes them not respect you as much. It doesn't put you in the light of being a true expert. The last one is, we just mentioned it before, but it's too emotionally passive when hearing objections because you don't want to be too pushy. I hear this, it's so this is probably the number one thing that I hear when it comes to overcoming objections in the sales process in general is, you know what, I just don't want to be too pushy. I don't want to come off as being too pushy. And when someone tells me this, they're a pushover. For the most part, not always, obviously there's exceptions, but for the most part, what I found is when someone says, I don't want to be too pushy, they exhibit other traits of this type of salesperson. And it's not about being, you obviously don't want to be pushy, but you don't want to be too emotionally passive where someone says they want to think about it and you're just, okay, no problem, go ahead and think it over for me, however long. Just come back to me whenever. This is your business. You respect your time. If someone tells you something that doesn't make sense to you, you ask them why. You should never be afraid ever in sales to ask a question that you're thinking of. These are the traits of a pushover, someone who's a pushover. I wish pushoverness is a word. I don't know if it's a word, but I'm getting so confused when I'm saying these. But these are the traits of a pushover, and you don't want to exhibit any of these traits. The last type of salesperson is just a general confident salesperson. Exhibits all confidence, and this leads to full persuasiveness when it comes to just having conversations. You're more respected. You're more like, coincidentally, and here are the traits of a confident salesperson. You do not sacrifice your values to be liked by your prospects. You have consistent values. If your prospect isn't aligned with them and they're challenging you and wanting to get you to agree to something that you don't that's not on your value system, you're going to tell them that you don't agree instead of saying, oh, yeah, for sure. If you are too desperate for your client's business, it's going to come off in this way and you're not going to be respected. The next one is you express empathy. So although you have a consistent set of values, you're also expressing empathy and care for your customers and your prospects. So you have your own values, which you are in line with, but also you care for your prospects. You genuinely want to help them and you always try and understand what they're going through and their situation. And this is going to allow you to actually help them. The next is you have a strong level of social awareness. You're able to modify and rework and reshape your conversations to ones that will be most receptive and have the most positive response by your prospects. So some prospects will actually respond better to being pushed a little bit. You change up your conversation. You have to be able to read and understand your prospect in order to have most effective conversations. The next one is well, now we talked about it, but it's important. You're not afraid to express your own opinion. When someone tells you something and you know for certain it's wrong, you voice your opinion on it in a nice, respectable manner, but you're not afraid to share that. The next one is you clearly understand the goals and challenges of your prospects. This ties into all of them. This means you have consistent values, and because of that, you're not afraid to ask questions. And that's the next one. You're not afraid to ask difficult questions. And because you're not afraid to ask difficult questions, you're able to find out more and be more insightful when talking to your prospect. And this will give you a more clear understanding of their goals and their challenges. So by not being afraid to ask difficult questions, like the whys and, you know, what about this is most appealing to you and why? And if you're not afraid to do that, you're able to understand their goals and challenges more before making a recommendation. The last one is not being emotionally reactive when hearing objections. A confident salesperson is not angered when someone says, I want to think about it, or I don't want to do this today. All they do is take it in. They're totally not attached to the outcome. They're not attached to that response, and they're not just jumping at it and getting angry. Understand, they think, they take a deep breath, they're on their own pace, and then they go into that empathetic mode, and that's how everything ties together, expressing empathy and just asking, you know, what about this don't you like? What about this doesn't make sense for you today? And that's a difference between, and they're very subtle differences between pushiness, pushover, and confident. Confidence is just empathetic and says, you know, is not afraid to ask questions because they have strong values that they adhere to. They're not scared to ask the hard whys that most pushy or some most pushover salespeople are just scared to ask because they don't want to, quote unquote, anger their prospects. So if you exhibit any traits of being pushy or a pushover, try to work more towards traits of a confident salesperson, and you're going to see yourself be more liked, more respected. Your prospects are going to actually want to engage more and divulge more information to you. And overall, this is going to come full circle and lead to you having more sales success and more enjoyment out of your conversations. So hopefully you got some good value out of this episode today. This has been Sales with Kales. Take care.